It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Well, I got a very interesting question from a listener who lives on the Long Beach Peninsula. And near where they live, on the beach, a boat, it looks like a recreational cabin cruiser from a photo I saw of it, washed up on the beach and was just sitting there. This listener wanted to know more about the boat and what might happen to it. So I looked it up and I found a great story online about it. So let's start with that. This is from Fox 12 Oregon News in Portland. Quote, a week after a boat washed ashore in Ocean Park, it remains stuck and sitting in the sand. The owner who has stayed with the boat said he has been waiting for the right opportunity to get back into the water. Michael Bonhomme is the boat's captain and said he was trying to get away from the world when he got on his boat last week. However, when he ended up aground, he ran into a community that refused to let him go through it alone. It's not a bad situation, he said. I'm on a beach. The weather's nice. It turned into a blessing. Close quote. And that's from that Fox 12 news story. Now, according to this news report, to explain a little more, Bonhomme took his boat out into the ocean for the first time earlier in April. He found conditions difficult with large waves and tried to turn around, but wasn't able to. Then his radiator hoses blew and the engine overheated. Then his dog fell overboard, so he jumped in after the dog and he managed to grab hold of the boat in the midst of all this and ride it onto the beach where it remains. Now locals who were on the beach when he ran aground there helped him out, rescuing his dog, picking up things that had fallen out of the boat. Bonhomme said people have been very kind to him, with some folks even starting a GoFundMe to help him called Help Get Michael's Boat Off the Beach, and that has raised about $250 so far. Community members are apparently also trying to help him get the boat back into the water, but he's in a tough spot and has been living aboard the boat because he doesn't want to abandon it. He's waiting for an extra high tide to help him get back in the water. That could happen this weekend. So that's the human interest side of the story, and it's so nice that people on the peninsula have kind of taken him into their hearts and are helping him because he's in a tough spot. I'd like to look at it from a marine salvage point of view and from a local boating safety point of view and take a look at what could happen to that boat if it doesn't get off the beach soon. So let's look at this incident. I mean, a person who has never been out in the ocean before with his boat does so alone with a dog on board. So he really wasn't ready for the conditions he encountered, which are the kind of conditions you could expect to encounter when you take a boat across the bar, and that's difficult conditions. So let's talk about this. Bar crossings here, that's at the very place where the river meets the sea, crossing that area out into the ocean and back needs to be planned with great care, making sure that you're timing your crossing with good tidal conditions and favorable weather. Even so, once you're out in the ocean, you need to know what you're doing and what forces are acting on your boat. So I would say, please learn from this that you, should you choose to go into the ocean with your boat from the river here, should exercise extreme caution in doing that if you're not experienced. It would be best to take someone experienced with you. Don't ever underestimate the possible risks in our waters. They are always potentially dangerous and life-threatening even. Waters are cold all year round. Currents are strong. Waves can be overwhelming, and the weather can turn fast. Now, from what I've learned, when a boat gets out in the ocean here offshore, the current will tend to take it north, so it's logical that he ended up where he did. The prevailing winds and swells and surf conditions here will also tend to push any vessels that are offshore here onto the beach. Remember the story of the Peter Iredale. So when he lost control of the boat, he was headed for land without any way to stop that from happening, except maybe put out an anchor. But in the surf zone, anchoring would be a difficult situation too. Now he and his dog and his boat were extraordinarily lucky. Others have not fared so well in similar conditions, so I'm happy for him in that regard. But I think this is definitely a do not try this at home situation for others who might want to take an impromptu trip across the Columbia River bar. Don't do it, not without a lot of planning and know-how. As for the boat, it's on a beach. It's currently not going anywhere. The most practical and least expensive way to move it is to use the force of the rising tide to refloat the boat. So he's right about that. If that doesn't work, it's possible that a crane could lift the boat and place it in the water, as was mentioned in that story that I shared earlier. But that sounds like a mighty expensive proposition, and the crane could itself get stuck in the sand. His thought of not leaving the boat unoccupied is very sound. If he does leave it and doesn't hire a salvage company to help him move it, it could fall under the provision of salvage law that says an abandoned boat can be claimed by others who find it. And also, the boat would be at risk of theft and vandalism if left alone on the beach. So I totally understand why he's staying with the boat. Another issue is time. He's been lucky with weather. The surf is pretty calm, and we don't seem to have any big storms due. But rain will enter the picture in a few days. He will have about a 10-foot high tide on the beach over the weekend, and that hopefully will help him in his efforts to refloat. If he's able to do that, the further hope is that the bottom of the boat is not damaged and leaking. And then there's the matter of his engine. Can he get it running again after it overheated? He'll need that, or he'll end up right back on the beach again. But the primary issue for someone who has a boat sitting on the beach like that is the overwhelming power of the surf over time. If you remember, I've said this many times here on the show, a cubic meter of water weighs a ton. That's a lot of force in the form of a wave hitting an object like a stationary boat. We've seen what's happened to vehicles caught in the surf on the beach here. They get buried quickly. We've also seen boats pounded to bits by the surf, broken into pieces so they are unrecognizable. So he's got a limited window of time to get that boat off the beach. Any costs to do this are his to bear, which I imagine is why the GoFundMe is in place for him. If he abandons the boat, then at some point, the state of Washington could declare it a derelict vessel, and that sets in motion a whole nother set of regulations that kick in. Here's a bit of Washington state law about derelict vessels. Once the authorized public entity, that's probably the Department of Natural Resources in this case, I think, but at any rate, a state government agency takes custody of a vessel, that entity may use or dispose of the vessel in any environmentally sound manner, with preference given for methods that derive value from the vessel. So if he gives it up and it's usable, they'll try to preserve it rather than taking it apart in case it can be sold. If not, they can break it into pieces and take it away. So there's a lot at stake here for this person, beyond not wanting to lose his boat, of course. And I hope for his sake all goes well. He was one lucky guy. It doesn't always happen that way. At least he got away with his life and his dog. I hope he gets away with his boat, too. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.